Well, we turn the page and get set for the men's basketball game. Dort College 16-1 overall, 8-1 in the conference, taking on a team that is 8-7 overall, 4-4 in the conference. A team that is coming off, though, a big win over the Northwestern Red Raiders in Orange City. So that got the attention of all the Dort College players and coaches on Wednesday night as Dort College was beating Hastings. And I visited with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about that win over the Hastings College Broncos, and then a look ahead at the keys for this evening's contest. And here is what the coach had to say, first of all, about the win over the Hastings College Broncos.
Well, Mike, I wasn't happy with the way our defense came in the second half. I thought the first half we were a little sluggish, really back on our heels there for the most part. But in the second half, I thought we asserted ourselves, played better, both on the perimeter and in the post. On the perimeter, we did a good job of putting more pressure on the ball. In the post, we did a better job of covering up Jake Marvin, their all-conference player.
Concordia got our attention on Wednesday night as well as they went to Northwestern and handled the Northwestern by double digits most of the game on Wednesday night.
They did, Mike. They did very well. They led from start to the finish. Had a 20-point lead at the half, and were really never threatened. They played an outstanding game that night, and they really looked to get the ball inside to Porter Bertel, a big post player who was perfect from the field against NW. We know we have our hands full with him and a bunch of shooters they put out there who can really stroke it.
Let's cut to the chase, then, the keys for your team this evening.
We've got to put pressure on the basketball and force their offense higher and wider. We can't allow them to throw the ball easily into the post where Bertel is such a factor for them. That's going to be one. And the other thing that we have to do very well is come out quickly defensively. They're obviously going to have a lot of momentum coming into this game, and we got to make sure that we are the aggressor.
It's Coach Ross Dalma, and really he's going to put a lot of emphasis on those first 5 minutes or so of this basketball game. As he said, that could be a real deciding factor with Concordia coming off of that big win over Northwestern, a game in which they led start to finish. They started fast. They got up by double digits. The start of the contest was actually very similar similar to Dort College's game with the Hastings College Broncos on Wednesday night as well. The difference was Dort College was able to shoot their way out of the deficit. The Concordia Bulldogs prevented Northwestern from shooting their way out of that deficit on Wednesday night. The Bulldog men are led under by longtime head coach Grant Schmidt. They're 8-7 overall, 4-4 in the conference. They've won four of their last six outings. Two of those wins were in overtime. Porter Bertel scored over 30 points in three of those wins. Bulldogs are 2-2 at home and have won three straight conference games against Dakota Wesleyan, Doan, and now Northwestern. Concordia's averaging 74.6 points per game and allows 74.3 points per outing. Bulldogs are nearly dead even in rebounding with a 34.5 average, and they allow 34.6 per outing. Teams are making 45.2% of their field goals, and the Bulldogs are making 45% of their tries. Concordia's turnover total is 201 in 15 games. Opponents have given it up 181 times. Porter Bertel has a team-high 18.4 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. He's making 65% of his field goal attempts. He is a big, broad-shouldered post player. If you allow him to get the basketball down low, it's going to be a long evening for you defensively. As Coach Ross Dalma said in the pregame show, you must find a way, or they must find a way, to keep him from getting the ball easily in the post. Bo Smith is good for 12.9 points per game and has made a team-high 27 three-point shots. Brian Towner has an 11.8 points per game average but has played in only four games this season. Joel Haywood has a 10.7 scoring average. Bertel has games of 37 and 36 points this season. Haywood has a team-high 46 assists, makes 52.4% of his three-point tries. He is a point guard, and he's a little bit bigger point guard than we are accustomed to seeing. He is listed at 6'4". He's pretty good from the three-point line as well, as I just said, making 52.4% of his three-point tries. The defender men are 16-1 overall, 8-1 of the conference. Defenders won 15 games in a row to start the season. They're 6-0 at home. Dort's outscored teams by an 85.8 to 69.6 margin this year. They own a 39.6 to 30.0 rebounding edge. Dort's committed 276 turnovers this season. They forced 254. Defenders allow 41.8% shooting from the floor for opponents. Foes are making 33.4% of their three-point baskets. Dort College makes 53% of their shots from the field and convert 42.1% of their three-point baskets. Dort College has made more free throws this season than opponents have attempted, converting 315 of 444 for 70.9%, while opponents have made 212 of 310 attempts. Six players are averaging 9.7 points per game or better, led by Trevor Walterstorff, 16.8 points per game. Jordan Vogel and Cliff Warner are 12.8 and 12.5 points per game, respectively, while Austin Kachi is knocking down 11.6. Chris Severs is averaging 10.2. Kyle Lindbergh is good for 9.7 with a team-high 8.5 rebounding average. Vogel is taking in 6.4 rebounds per game, with Severs and Walterstorff grabbing 4.5 and 4.4 caroms per game. Severs, Vogel, and Walterstorff all make 60% or better from the field, with Warner and Kachi converting 44.4 and 41.0% of their three-point shots. Dort's reserves have played a critical role in Dort's success this season. Tyler Walterstorff scores 4.8 points per game. Sean Kaiser's at 4.4, and Severs is also in double digits off of the bench. T.J. Malone plays about 9 minutes per game at backup point guard. He has a 2-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. Warner leads the team with 73 assists and 25 steals. Let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on then, taking a look at the history between these two teams. The Defender men lead the series 13-6. They won last year's contest here in Seward by a 92-72 margin after trailing 35-32 at halftime. Dort College outscored the host 60-37 in the second half. 30 points for Trevor Walterstorff. He was 13-15 from the free throw line, 8-16 from the floor. Cliff Warner scored 16 with 4 assists and made 14-17 free throws. Austin Kachi had 13 points. Sam Huebner led Concordia with 17 points and 7 rebounds. T.J. Todd came off of the bench for 13 points. Last outing, Dort College men were 98-77 winners over Hastings after trailing early 14-2 on Wednesday night. Fought back to take a 48-46 lead at halftime that held Hastings to 8 points in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Dort College made 30 of 48 shots from the floor and won the rebounding battle 28-23. Bulldog men led start to finish in beating Northwestern 94-75 in Orange City. Bulldogs were up 49-29 at halftime, never led by less than 14 points in the second half. Porter Bertel was a perfect 12-for-12 from the floor, 13-of-16 on free throws for a career-high 37 points. Joel Haywood scored 22 with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. Barrett Braun added 14 and Tyler Bird 8. Concordia made 29-of-53 shots from the floor for 54.7%, but were out-rebounded slightly 34-33. Starting lineups for Concordia: Tyler Bird, 6 foot senior, Bennington, Nebraska, 7.2 points per game. Joel Haywood, 6'3 freshman, Lakewood, Colorado, averaging 10.7 points per game. Barrett Braun, 6'4 senior, Lakeside, California, 6.4 points per game. Bo Smith, 6'4 junior, McKinney, Texas, 12.9 points per game. Porter Bertel, 6'6 junior, Madison, Nebraska, 18.4 points per contest. For the defenders, Cliff Warner, 5'11 junior, Altoona, Iowa, 12.5 points per game. Austin Kachi, 6'4 sophomore, Orange City, Iowa, 11.6 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff, 6'4 junior, Sioux Center, Iowa, 16.8 points per outing. Kyle Lindberg, 6'6 sophomore, Margate, Florida, 9.7 points per game. Jordan Vogel, 6'7 junior, Rock Valley, Iowa, 12.8 points per contest. Opening tip controlled by the defenders. And the defenders get it right side over to Kachi. Kachi, Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Warner. Warner gives it up in the corner to Lindberg. Lindberg, nothing there. Back over to Warner. Warner out front. Kachi. Kachi underneath. Lindberg, layup good. Two-point basket for Kyle Lindberg, and the Dort College defenders take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score, Concordia basketball. Bringing it up is Barrett Brown. Brown with a basketball. Beg your pardon, that was Haywood. Comes back out front to Bo Smith. Smith with the ball. Smith passes it off left side over to Bird. Bird out front to Haywood. Haywood passed down low intended for Bertel. Take it away by Vogel. Here's Dort College in transition. Right side Kachi. Catch fire three. No good. Rebound tip by Vogel. Vogel down after it. Picks it up on the baseline. Gets it over to Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi inside Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Warner. Warner underneath it goes. Walterstorff, his fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Bertel. A couple of good looks at the basket. Dort College unable to convert. Here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. Haywood goes right side. Bulldogs have it out front. This is Brown. Brown on the wing. Brown's going to put it on the floor against Kachi. Down to the baseline. Floats it up. Good. Not now. With it comes over to Lindberg. Lindberg gives it up over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff over to Kachi. Kachi right side underneath Vogel. Vogel turnaround off of the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 4-2. Joel Haywood working it up. He's guarded by Walterstorff, so that's how Dort College he likes to guard the 6'3 the 6'3 point guard. Dort College playing man-to-man. Ball deflected, picked up by Haywood. Haywood puts it on the deck, dumps it off for Bertel. Bertel, layup good. Porter Bertel with the short-range shot ties it up at 4-4, our second tie of the basketball game. Kachi over to Lindberg. Lindberg gives it up Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Warner. Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Comes back over to Vogel. Vogel squaring up against Bertel. Drops it down low for Lindberg. Lindberg trying to back his way in. Little hook shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Bo Smith. Smith whistled for the personal foul. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 17:40 left to play in the first half. Just underway. 4-4 our score. So free throws on the way for Lindberg. First one off the heel, no good. Well, Dort College not sharp from the field to start this evening's contest. Had a couple good looks that wouldn't go down. Second free throw on the way for Lindberg. Lindberg puts it up with the left hand, and that one's through. So Lindberg makes one of two. He's got 3 points, and the defender lead is 5-4. 5-4 our score. Concordia with the basketball in the backcourt. Bringing it up is Haywood. Haywood across the timeline. Picked up by Walterstorff. Tipped by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College in transition. Walt with the layup. Finger roll good. Trevor Walterstorff with the steal and the lay-in. Dort College leads 7-4. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Joel Haywood against Walterstorff. So Haywood will take it across the timeline. Haywood still has the dribble, trying to direct traffic. He goes right side over to Bird. Bird with the ball. They jump out on the switch. They give it underneath Bertel. Shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound tipped out of bounds and a foul called on Bertel. So Dort College, Vogel may have gone just out just a little too much on that hedge, but he recovered in time to come back and block the shot by Bertel. And Dort College will bring the basketball up, leading 7-4. So Dort College gets the ball. With it on the right side is Warner. Warner gets a screen. He's going to put it up from 17. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg over to Kachi. They swing it right side. Warner. Warner off the dribble. He gets it right side. Vogel. Vogel working on Bertel. He drives down to the baseline. Vogel off of the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points, and the defender lead is 9-4. Concordia with the basketball. Bringing it up again is Haywood, guarded there by Walterstorff. Haywood will drive, gets it over to Bertel, might have traveled with it, kicks it back outside, out front with it is Brown. Brown working against Kachi, steps in, throws it off the glass, and gets it to go. Not how you diagram it, but it goes down. Dort College leads 9-6. Warner in traffic, gives it off Vogel. Vogel, reverse, good. Jordan Vogel with three field goals. Defenders lead 11-6. Bringing the ball up, Concordia. Bulldog basketball, bringing it across the timeline is Haywood. Haywood, crossover dribble. He's going to drive in, blocked by Walterstorff. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College. They get it left side over to Warner. Warner drops it for Walterstorff. Walterstorff in the lane. Layup good. Trevor with the two-point basket. He's got four, and the defenders lead 13-6. Chris Sievers waiting at the scorer's table for the defenders, along with Sean Kaiser. So Dort College will get some new players into the ballgame in just a moment. Out front with it is Haywood. Haywood to Bird. Bird well out on the floor between the rings. He comes left side over to Haywood. Haywood, Brown. Brown gives it up Bo Smith. Smith against Lindbergh. Smith gives it underneath Bertel. Bertel posting up. His two-point basket is good, and the Dort College lead is 5 at 13-8. Dort College with a five-point advantage, 15-18 remaining. And the Concordia Bulldogs want a timeout here in the first half, down 13-8. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Well, I'm getting some help out of the home office this evening, and thank you very much for those score updates. From the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Northwestern defeated Doan in men's play 78-73. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 65-53. No report yet on Morningside and Briarcliff. Now, they got started just a little bit late because of that being a part of the CNOS Classic. The Dort College defender men leading right now 13-8. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. So Dort College has the basketball. Sievers and Kaiser are on the floor for Kachi and Vogel right now. So Dort College going to the bench. Concordia won't go to their bench a whole lot. They go with their starters for 32, 33 minutes. Pass underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh, hook shot with the right hand, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 5 points, and the defenders extend the lead to 7 at 15-8. Trevor Walterstorff hounding Joel Haywood off of the up the floor. Haywood has the basketball. He's the point guard for the Bulldogs. He's 6'3". They get it back to Smith. Smith looking down low. Cross-court pass, dangerous pass. Bird comes up with it. Lob pass over the top. Three-pointer on the way by the Bulldogs, and a three-pointer is good for Barrett Braun. Braun with 7, and the Dort College lead is 5, 15-10. Kyle Lindbergh answering with a 3, no. Rebound Sievers. Sievers with the basketball, reverses to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing, underneath intended for Sievers, and it's taken away by Bertel. Bertel with the basketball. Bertel gives it up to Bird. Bird will put up a 3, rattles it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, gives it off to Warner. Warner into the corner, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Sean back over to Warner. Warner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Sievers. Sievers against Bertel. His shot no good. A lot of bodies banging down low, and here comes Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. Bulldogs are down 5, and just like that, Joel Haywood makes it a 2-point ball game with a made 3. 15-13. Haywood with the 3. Pass comes out front to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh dumps it down low for Sievers. Sievers back over to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins off the glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound tracked down by Walterstorff. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh down to the baseline. Puts it up, and he's fouled. Maybe not. I think they're right, 15-14. I had it coming out of the timeout. Dort College was up 15-8. Concordia back-to-back three, so my mistake there, 15-14. Free throw is up by Lindbergh and good. He was fouled in the act of shooting. And last foul was called on number 22, Joel Haywood. Second free throw is up, and Lindbergh makes them both. Lindbergh makes both free throws, and the defenders lead by three, 17-14. Concordia basketball bringing it up will be Haywood. Haywood, they bring the trap, goes toward College. Bird, though, able to pass through it. Bertel gives it up underneath. Shot is up and good. Bo Smith with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 17-16. Warner into the front court. Over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner gives it up Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff now underneath to Severs. Severs to Warner. Warner gives it up. Trevor Walterstorff. Trevor in the lane. His short shot. Good. Trevor Walterstorff with six first half points. Dort College leading 19-16. Let's see if the defenders can string together a stop or two. Bring the basketball across the half-court line is Joel Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood crossing over. He's got it at the top of the key. He passes back over to Bo Smith. Smith limited to one field goal so far. Gives it back over to Barrett Braun. His three, no good. Rebound takedown by Kaiser. Kaiser gets it away to Warner. Warner with it on the left side. Steps into a three. Too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Barrett Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun gives it off to Haywood. Concordia can tie it with a three here. Haywood driving with the right hand. Kicks out Bird. Bird, three is good. Tyler Bird with the three-point basket, and we're tied up 19-19, so Concordia making up what was a seven-point deficit. They dump it down low for Severs. Reverses Warner. Warner, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. And the defenders lead 22-19. 11:35 left to play in the ball in the first half. Breakneck pace. Neither team really missing many shots. Haywood comes out front to Braun. Braun back to Haywood. Haywood down to the baseline. Fires it back out front. Bird. Bird a long three and he hit it. Tyler Bird caught it in rhythm. He knocks it down 22-22. He was about 3 feet behind the three-point line. Concordia on defense, Dort College with the basketball. Warner gives it to Severs on the high post. Back outside to Warner. Warner with it. Dumps it down low for Tyler. Tyler Walterstorff, his hook shot in the lane is good. Tyler Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 24-22. Both teams executing well on the offensive end. Haywood with the basketball. Dort College had a little run to get up by seven. Concordia made up the difference with some hot shooting. Haywood will drive in, and a hand check's going to be called on Trevor Walterstorff. Walt picks up his first personal. 10:40 left to play in the first half. Concordia will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Bulldogs to trigger it. Bulldogs looking out front. T.J. Malone gambles for the steal. Bo Smith comes down with it. Now Smith will work it up. Smith gets it back over to Haywood. Haywood guarded by Kachi. Haywood driving in. Ball deflected. Taken away by the defenders. Vogel gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives in. Puts it up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Two shots on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh fouled on the play by Bird, I believe. Tyler Bird whistled for his first personal. 10:25 left to go in the first half. Dort College 24, Concordia 22. First free throw by Lindbergh is good. Lindbergh with eight first half points, averaging 9.7 points per game. A second free throw on the way. So another free throw coming here for Lindbergh, trying to make it a four-point ball game. And he does so as he rattles it in. 9 points for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 26-22. Dort College for showing full court pressure defense. Bird with it in the backcourt. Back over to Haywood. Pass comes right side. Bulldog basketball with it. Brent Huchen. Hoochin, left side, Bird. Bird with it, working against T.J. Malone. Comes back left side over to Bo Smith. Smith underneath, shot is no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf rips it down, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the wing. Kyle Lindbergh driving into the lane, back over to T.J. Kachi underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Vogel. Vogel squares up, 15-footer, missed it, no good, off the side iron. Rebound taken away by Haywood. Here comes Concordia. Concordia basketball, under 9:40 left to play in the half. They drop it off for Bertel. Bertel missed the shot. First shot he's missed since last week. Into the front court is Malone. Malone left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking out front for Kachi. Lindbergh drives down to the baseline, puts it up. A lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Concordia. Bulldog basketball, Haywood. Haywood across the timeline. Joel Haywood with it on the right side. Has his dribble. Step back. Now passes right side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. He'll put up the three and missed it off the back of the iron. Rebound cleared out by Vogel. Outlet over to TJ. Malone into the front court. Dort College leading by four. Malone with the basketball. Back it comes over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He'll put it on the floor. Trying to spin his way in. Head fake with the right hand off the glass. Good. Lindbergh with 11. Dort College leads 28-22. Dort College likes that matchup right now. Lindbergh against Hoochin. Dort College up by 6. 28-22. 8:40 remaining. With it on the left side is Haywood. Haywood thought about the three. Instead passes to the wing. Gets it to Bo Smith. Smith with the basketball. He comes back left side. Haywood. Haywood down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders. Team foul number two on the defenders. That's going to be foul number one on Kyle Lindbergh. Trevor Waltersdorf in. Chris Severs is in. Lindbergh is out. Tyler Waltersdorf is out. Throwing the ball in will be Haywood, a fresh 35 for Concordia to work with. They get it into Bertel. Bertel to Hoochin. Hoochin with the basketball. They come back over to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Vogt, top of the key, three-pointer, rattled it in. Adam Vogt just checked into the ballgame. He hits a three. Dort College leads 28-25. Left side, Waltersdorf underneath Severs. Severs working against Bertel, and the foul called on Porter Bertel. That's his second, and Chris Severs will go to the free throw line and will shoot one. 8:05 left to play in the game, in the first half. Dort College leading 30-25. A free throw on the way for Chris Severs. So Dort College intent on forcing the ball down low. They get the foul called on Bertel. Free throw is up and down for Severs. Severs with the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leads 31-25, and Concordia is forced to send Porter Bertel to the floor, to the bench with two personals. Concordia with the basketball. Vogt in the backcourt. He goes to Haywood. Haywood across half court. Gives it up, Hoochin. Hoochin back over to Vogt. Vogt down to the baseline. And Vogt layup, right hand, left side, good. Adam Vogt with 5 points. Dort College leads 31-27. Dort College basketball. Right side it goes. Kachi. Left side, Malone. Malone looking for the cutter. Now trying to find Severs on the post up. Malone's going to drive into the lane. Layup too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Malone ended up with a pretty good look at that layup, but couldn't finish it. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt comes back over to Haywood. Haywood working against Kachi. Gets a couple of ball screens. Now they've got a mismatch down low. They don't find Hoochin in time, though. They come back over to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Concordia ball. Concordia driving in. Shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Vogel. And free throws on the way for Bo Smith, I believe. Two shots on the way for Smith. Smith is a 77% free throw shooter. And with his team down four, he can make up some ground with the clock stopped. 7:10 left to play in the first half. Team foul number three on the defenders. First free throw by Smith is good. Smith is a transfer from the College of the Sequoias. I do not remember him from last year. He's a new face, and it looks like 32 Barrett Braun also transferring in. I believe he may have played last year. He's listed as a senior. 31-29. Smith makes both free throws. He's got 4 points. Concordia on defense. Dort College with the basketball. Warner out front. Vogel. Vogel trying to find Kachi, and it deflects off of Kachi out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. So Vogt forces the turnover on the perimeter. Kaiser is in. Kachi is out. 6:59 left to play in the first half. Concordia basketball. Charles Dunbar brings it up, averaging 5 points per game. He's the backup point guard. Dunbar passes left side over to Smith. Smith gives it back over to Dunbar. Dunbar over the basketball. Dunbar driving down to the baseline, cut off. He gets the baseline again. Shot is blocked from behind by Kaiser. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a 2-point lead. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs working against Hootchin. Tries to cross him over. Not able to do so. Now they dump it down low to Severs again. His shot off the glass, no good on the hook shot. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Vogt. Vogt on the wing. Vogt's going to drop it off for Hootchin. Hootchin on the baseline. Throws it back to Dunbar at the center jump circle. Right side pass, Brown for the lead. Shot no good. And a foul called on Vogt over the back. Vogt gets called for an over-the-back foul. Lindberg will check into the ballgame. Vogel will check out. 6:09 left to play in the first half. Dort College 31, Concordia 29. Team's kind of settling down and slowing up just a little bit now. Warner with the basketball. Left side it goes. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Dumps it down low for Severs. Severs back over to Sean. Sean, three, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and, well, it's off of the backboard, to the top of the backboard before it can be tipped. So the play whistled dead before the tip, and Concordia has the basketball, trailing by two. 5:45 left to go in the half. Concordia goes left side, Hootchin. Hootchin back over to Dunbar, thinks about the three. The left-hander back out front, Vogt. Vogt to Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun gives it underneath to Hootchin. Hootchin layup, good, tie ball game. 31-31 our score. Dort College basketball. Lindberg back over to Kaiser. Kaiser out front. Warner. Warner gives underneath to Severs. Severs working against Hootchin. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath, Severs. Severs in traffic, puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:08 left to play in the half. Jordan Vogel checks in. Chris Severs checks out. This is our fifth tie of the ball game. 31-31 our score. Defenders inbounding. They get it in to Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner traveled with it. He's going to get called for traveling. Shuffle his feet as he came to a stop in traffic. And the Concordia Bulldogs will bring it up. Bulldog basketball, Vogt. Vogt to Dunbar. Dort College has been playing with the lead or have been tied. They have not relinquished the lead up to this point. Concordia can change that with a made basket here. Right side, Dunbar. Dunbar goes underneath. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Walthersdorf for the defenders. Bo Smith. Bo Smith being guarded by Walthersdorf. Now Dunbar will inbound it. Dunbar gets it in to Vogt. Vogt on the perimeter. They come right side back over to Dunbar. Dunbar lob underneath Hootchin. Hootchin with it. Back to Dunbar. Dunbar deep in the corner. 4:35 to play. 8 on the shot clock. Ball deflected. Picked off by Kaiser. Kaiser will push it into the front court. It was deflected. Kaiser travels with it as he carries the basketball. Came into the front court with too much speed. And the ball bounces away from him. He gets called for a travel. 31-31 our score. 4:27 left to play. Bringing the ball up is Dunbar. Dunbar across the timeline. Dunbar calling a set play. He wants an isolation against Kaiser, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia with the basketball. Dunbar to throw it in. And Dunbar gets it in on the baseline. And a foul called before the shot on Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg has just picked up foul number two. Bo Smith. Will station himself in the middle of the lane. Tyler Walterstorff will check into the ballgame. Lindbergh will check out. So right now you've got Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Warner, Kaiser, and Vogel. Dunbar to throw it in. Dunbar throws it in over the top. And a foul called at midcourt against Sean Kaiser. He went up to try and steal the pass. Gets called for the foul at midcourt, and that is team foul number 5 on the defenders in this half, I believe. 4:11 left to play in the half. Dort College 31, Concordia 31. Concordia inbounding again with 35 seconds on the shot clock after the foul. They get it to Haywood. Haywood working on Walterstorff. Haywood looking for Bird, and instead goes left side over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Back over to Haywood. Haywood on the right wing. Haywood comes back out front to Barrett Braun. Braun with the ball. Braun gives it up to Tyler Bird. Tyler Bird looking. Comes back over to Braun. Braun three off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi doesn't find an outlet man, so he'll bring it into the front court himself. Austin with the basketball. Comes back over to Cliff Warner. Right side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Kachi. Over to Tyler Walterstorff underneath Vogel. Vogel trying to wheel his way in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Jordan Vogel with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 33-31. Concordia basketball. 3:20 left. Comes back left side. Over to Smith. Smith in the lane. Passes it off to Houchin. Houchin with the basketball. Houchin back over to Smith. Smith lob pass over the top. Houchin blocked shot from behind by Vogel. It'll be Concordia basketball. Concordia inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Lob pass over the top. Houchin with it on the perimeter. He comes back over to Bo Smith. Bo Smith with it on the wing. Smith comes back over to Haywood. 5 to shoot. Haywood guarded by Walterstorff, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Concordia basketball with 1 second left to play. 1 second left to shoot. Concordia will inbound the basketball. Haywood will try to find someone, and he fires it off of the face of Barrett Braun, and the shot clock expires. 2:52 left to play in the half. Dort College 33, Concordia 31. With the basketball is Warner. Warner looking for Walterstorff. Gets it to Walt. Walt rainbows it in. 10-footer by Trevor. He's got 8, and the defenders lead 35-31. Concordia basketball. Haywood takes it up, guarded by Trevor Walterstorff. Haywood on the right side. He's going to drive the lane. Finger roll, no good. Rebound cleared out by Vogue. Vogel gets it away to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to grow the lead. No-look pass underneath Walterstorff. Tyler with the two-point basket. Dort College by 6. 37-31. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. Every time Dort College has had a little run, Concordia has had an answer. Haywood with the basketball. He drives, gives it right side over to Bird, guarded by Warner. They get it, middle of the floor, Haywood. Haywood with the basketball, nearly double dribbles with it. Now gets the step, drives in, and a blocking foul called on Jordan Vogel. And Haywood will go to the free throw line. Vogel gets called for his second personal, and Chris Severs will go check into the ball game. Well, I had thought Vogel was there long enough to draw the charge. Haywood. First free throw by Haywood, no good. Another free throw on the way. So Haywood will try to make it a 5-point ball game. Second free throw by Haywood is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. 37-31, our score. Warner into the front court. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff gets it out front. They get it back over to Kachi. Kachi underneath to Severs. Severs in traffic. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Severs muscles it up, muscles it down, and he goes to the free throw line now with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 1:44 left to play in the first half. 39-31, Dort College by 8 with a chance to grow the lead tonight. Free throw by Chris. His up and good. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defender. Seavers with 6 points, all on old-fashioned three-point plays. And the North College defenders call a timeout, their first of the ball game. It will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Coming up at halftime, we'll run through all the GPAC scores from today. And a thank you to those providing me with scores this evening. We're technically challenged today, but we're piecing things together. Bringing the ball up is Haywood. Dort College leading 40-31. Dort College on a 9-0 run right now. Haywood with the basketball. He passes left side over to Smith. Dort College doesn't have any fouls to give. Just looking up at the board, they've got 6 on their half. Haywood with it on the right wing. Dort College trying to turn up the defensive pressure. Smith will put up the 15-footer and hit it. Bo Smith with a 2-point basket. He's got 6, and the defender lead is 40-33. 1:15 remaining in the half. Dort College looking for the post up. They go instead to Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Kachi. Kachi back out front. Trevor comes right side. Cliff Warner. Dump it down low for Seavers. Seavers with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi to Tyler. Tyler, nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Ball fake. Drives the lane. Puts it up. Draws the contact, and they call him for traveling. So Concordia now with a chance to cut the 7-point lead down. 55.7 seconds remaining. They can take it down to about 20 seconds before they put it up. 40-33, Dort College by 7. Haywood into the front court, gives it off to Bird. Bird goes left side over to Smith. Smith back to Bird. Bird looking, working against Warner. Now passes it left side over to Haywood. Haywood with a basketball. Haywood comes back out front. Three-pointer left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Dort College can hold for one shot if they want. Warner sees the signal from the bench. He'll set it up. Passes over to Waltersdorf. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Dort College leading 40-33. You'd like to go into the locker room up at least 7. With the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. 10 seconds now. Comes back over to Trevor. Back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff stops. Feeds Kachi. Kachi draws the contact. No call made. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort College 40, Concordia 33. Dort College uses a 7-2 run to take a 9-2 run to pull away from a 31-31 tie to lead 40-33 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Let's take a 2-minute timeout and be back with more from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime, Dort College leads Concordia in men's basketball 40-33. And I've just been handed the statistics for the first half of play. Let's recap how we arrived at this point. First of all, Dort College never trailed. We were tied at 2-4. Dort College extended the lead to 13-6. Concordia fought back to make it a 15-14 ball game. Dort College back in front by 3, and then it was a 1-point game again, 17-16, and we were tied at 19 and tied again at 22. Dort College put together a little run, got up 28-22. Concordia eventually led 31-25, matching that 6-point lead. Concordia responded with a 6-point run of their own to tie it up 31-31, but Dort College then went on a 9-0 run to take a 40-31 advantage. And we go to the locker room with Dort College up 40-33 after Concordia stopped the 9-point run with a 2-point basket by Bo Smith, a jumper from the right side that made it 40-33. Storylines in this one, Porter Bertel coming off a 37-point outing against Northwestern. Two fouls in the first half. He was limited to 12 points. He sat the final 8 minutes of the first half. Dort College has a pair of players with two fouls each as well. They are Kyle Lindberg and Jordan Vogel. Here are the numbers then from the first half. Dort College, 16 of 30 from the floor, 53.3%. 1 for 5 on threes for 20%. 7 of 8 on free throws for 87.5%. For Concordia, they're 13 of 26 from the floor, 50%. 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%. 2 for 4 on free throws for 50%. North College owns an 18-10 advantage on the boards. Concordia, 5 turnovers. North College, 5 turnovers. 4 steals for the defenders. 1 steal for Concordia. Kyle Lindberg leads North College with 11 points. 3 for 5 from the floor. 5 for 6 on free throws. 8 points each for Jordan Vogel and Trevor Waltersdorf. 6 for Chris Sievers. 4 for Tyler Waltersdorf and 3 for Cliff Warner for Dort College's total of 40 points. Trevor Waltersdorf and Jordan Vogel both 4 of 5 from the floor. For Concordia, 7 points for Barrett Braun, 6 for Tyler Bird, 6 for Bo Smith, 5 for Adam Vogt, 4 for Porter Bertel, 3 for Joel Haywood, 2 for Brent Houchin, for their total of 33. North College led in rebounding by Jordan Vogel with 6. 2 each for Kyle Lindberg, Austin Kachi, Sean Kaiser, and Tyler Waltersdorf. For Concordia, they're led by Bo Smith with 4 rebounds. 2 for Barrett Braun. No one else with more than 1. Joel Haywood credited with 5 assists in the first half. Cliff Warner credited with 7 for the defenders. 2 steals for Jordan Vogel, 1 for Trevor Waltersdorf, that is, and 1 for Sean Kaiser. Porter Bertel has 1 steal for the Concordia Bulldogs. 40-33, Dort College up 7 at halftime. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a 2-minute break and be back with a rundown of the Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from earlier today. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in 2 minutes. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Earlier today, GPAC scores. In men's play, first of all, it was Northwestern over Doan, 78-73 in Crete. Dakota Wesleyan goes to Lincoln and wins, 65-53. Briarcliff downed Morningside, 72-62. And in the one non-conference game today, Dakota State at Midland, no report on that score from Fremont. Mount Marty and Hastings will be playing tomorrow. Here are the standings up to the moment. Obviously, you've got Dort and Concordia on the floor right now. Dort College is 8-1. Northwestern, 6-3. Briarcliff, 6-3. Morningside and Midland, 5-4. Concordia and Mount Marty, 4-4 right now. Doan and Dakota Wesleyan, 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan, 2-7. Hastings is 2-6. Earlier today in women's basketball, Dort College lost to Concordia 65-54. Brianna Spronk had 10 points to lead the defenders in the loss. They're now 2-8 in the conference. Briarcliff upended Morningside 97-84. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 78-61. Northwestern over Doan 78-70. And Midland defeats Dakota State in non-conference play 88-84. Women's GPAC standings, a logjam. Four teams tied with two losses apiece. Morningside, Concordia, Briarcliff, and Northwestern are all 7-2. Hastings and Mount Marty are both 5-3. Doan stands 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-7. Dort College 2-8. Midland is 0-9. Dort College has the bye this Wednesday, as all the other player teams will get to 10 games in the conference. And that will mark the midpoint of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season, with Dort College already getting there this evening and the rest of the GPAC getting there on Wednesday night. 40-33, Dort College by 7. The defenders are out of the locker room warming up for the second half of tonight's contest. No sight yet of Concordia. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Taking a look ahead at what's happening on Wednesday night. Dort College will be hosting Dakota State in non-conference play. Other midweek games this week include Briarcliff at Midland, Morningside at Mount Marty, Doan at Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern is at Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia visits Hastings as we get to the halfway point of the 20-game Great Plains Athletic Conference season. Let's take one more two-minute break, and we'll be back with second-half action from Seward, Nebraska, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. About a minute away from the start of the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC on the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Second half set to begin. Concordia will have the basketball as we start the second half of play. Foul trouble for the defenders. You've got two with two. That's Lindbergh and Vogel. Two others with one each. Walterstorff, that's Trevor Walterstorff and Sean Kaiser. For Concordia, two for Porter Bertel, nobody else with more than one. Concordia will have the basketball, and Haywood will bring it up. Haywood with the basketball, working against Walterstorff. Passes left side, Concordia with the basketball, Smith. Dump it, they give it to Bertel on the free throw line. Bertel, leaner in the lane, shot no good. Bertel with a rebound, shot no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound blocked by Vogel. Coming away with it, the Dort College defenders. Warner with the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi, Warner, Warner. Lindbergh, Lindbergh missed the shot inside. Might have got hit on the elbow. No call made. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood's going to drive the lane. Nothing there. Cut off by Wall. He dumps it down low for Bertel. Bertel off of the glass. Good. Porter Bertel with 6 points. And the Concordia Bulldogs trail 40-35. Lindbergh gives it. They go underneath Vogel. Vogel, shot in the lane, good. Two-point basket for Vogel. Jordan Vogel with 10, and the defenders lead by 7 again, 42-35. Concordia basketball, Haywood. Haywood with it at the point. Haywood goes into the right corner to Braun. Braun with the basketball. Braun gives to Bird. Bird fading away. His shot, no good, but there for the tap-in is Bertel. Bertel with eight. Nobody botched him out. Dort College leads by five, 42-37. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Vogel. Vogel has it tipped away by Bertel from behind. And Dort College will inbound the basketball on the sideline. Free throw line extended. They get it into Vogel. Vogel gives to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner on the left side. Picks up his dribble. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi, right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Bird. Lindbergh will put it on the floor. He's going to drive the lane. Kicks over to Warner. Three ball on the way off the heel. No good. There for the tap-in, though, is Lindbergh. No good. Rebound taken away by Bertel. Dort College had a chance to tap it in. They didn't finish it. Here comes Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. They're going to look for Bertel down low. Shot by Haywood, misses everything. Haywood misses everything on the three-point attempt. Dort College with the basketball back, leading by 5, 42-37. Warner into the front court for the defenders. Warner on the right side gets a ball screen. Gives it back over to Vogel. Vogel's going to take it up. Gets no call made. He got hit on the arm. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Concordia with the basketball. It comes over to Haywood. Haywood at the point. They're going to let him play here in the second half, evidently. Well, pass down low, Bertel. Bertel, layup good. And Bertel that time able to seal off Vogel. And the defenders lead by three, 42-39. Dort College basketball. Warner over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff comes back over to Warner. Warner to Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Left side, Warner. Warner, Kachi. Kachi, three ball on the way. Get in there. No good. Rebound tapped by Walterstorff. Controlled by Warner. His three ball up and good. Three-point basket for Cliff Warner. And Dort College leads by six, and they want a timeout. And Coach Grant Schmidt is out on the floor and irate. 45-39. Well, if you're going to let them play on one end, you got to let them play on the other end. And both teams just hacking away and doing whatever they want. This first 3 minutes, or pardon me, 2 minutes and 56 seconds. And that time, Dort College took advantage. They get a tap out, and Cliff Warner buries a three. 45-39, our score, Dort College by six. Timeout charge to the defenders. They have four remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. 17:04 left to play in the game. Concordia inbounding, down six. Bulldogs will bring it up. Haywood will take it up. Haywood working against Trevor Walterstorff. They bring Bertel out to the wing, actually. They try to free things up down low. Now they'll look for a reversal. They come back over to Bird. Bird, three-pointer is good. Tyler Bird with nine. Dort College leads 45-42. Warner with the basketball. Lindbergh goes over to Kachi. Austin with the basketball. Comes back over to Trevor Walterstorff. Here's Warner. Warner's going to drive in. Floater from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Bo Smith. Smith hands it off to Haywood. They can tie it with a three. Dort College led by seven at halftime. They'd give inside Bird. Bird shot. Good. Bird in the lane. He's got 11. Dort College leads by a point, 45-44. Warner passes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Cliff. Cliff right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath. Trying to post up. Now they get it to Warner. Warner to Kachi. Kachi on the right wing. Kachi underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff, two players, and he's fouled. Tried to put it up, and he got fouled on the play, and Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 15:52 left to play in the game. Foul's going to go on Barrett Braun, his first. Free throw on the way for Trevor is up. Too long, no good. Dort College doesn't seem like they've shot it real well this evening. Vogel checks out. Severs checks in. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. Free throw by Trevor is up. That one's too long as well. Tap out by Severs, taken by Warner. Warner down to the baseline. Warner underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh lay in good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 47-44. Concordia with the basketball. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. In the backcourt is Haywood. Haywood gets it left side over to Smith. Smith to Bertel. Bertel with the basketball. Working against Severs. Comes back right side over to Braun. Braun to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood comes back out to Smith. Smith underneath, and we've got a foul's going to go on the defenders, I believe. Foul's going to go on Austin Kachi, his first. Austin checks out of the ballgame along with Kyle Lindbergh, checking in Tyler Waltersdorf and Sean Kaiser. 47-44, Dort College by three. Looking for Bird out front. Instead, come right side over to Haywood. Haywood's going to step back, working on Severs. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Tapped by Bertel. Kept it alive. And now stepping on the baseline out of bounds is Concordia's Barrett Braun. Braun steps out of bounds. Dort College has the ball back, leading by three, 47-44. Cliff Warner with the basketball. 15 minutes up to play in the half. Warner into three. Bang, bang, bang. Third three of the night for Cliff Warner. He's got nine, 50-44. Dort College up by six again. So three squared for Warner tonight, all on threes. Pass comes out front to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith passes left side to Haywood. Haywood looking. Comes back over to Braun. Braun, three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner's going to drive the lane. Nothing there. Now Severs. Severs head fake with the left hand. Too strong, no good. Bertel climbs everybody's back and comes down with it. 50-44. Kaiser trying to draw the charge and unable to do so. Concordia comes away with the basket. That's Braun with nine. Layup, no good, but the putback by Severs. The two teams trading field goals. Dort College leads 52-46. Concordia basketball. Bulldogs have it. Haywood. Haywood on the right wing. He comes back out front for Braun. Braun to Bird. Bird lob pass over the top for Bertel. Bertel layup good. Bertel with 8 second half points, 12 for the game. Dort College leads 52-48. Underneath, intended for Severs. Severs has it tipped away by Bertel. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Underneath, Tyler. Tyler, head fake. Shot is good. Tyler Waltersdorf finishing inside. 54-48. They are just letting them hack away down low on both sides of the floor. Concordia has the basketball. Bringing it up is Haywood. Haywood working it against Waltersdorf. That's Trevor. Comes left side over to Bo Smith. Smith to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball out front. 13:04 left to play in regulation. Comes back to Barrett Braun. Braun to Bertel. Bertel looking for someone to pass to. Gives it to Bird, and we've got a foul called on Cliff Warner trying to prevent the handoff. So Cliff Warner whistled for his first personal. Trevor will check out. Kyle Lindbergh will check in. North College with a 6-point lead, but Concordia can shoot it. They can cut the lead in half pretty quickly. Bo Smith to inbound. That's foul number two on the defenders in this half. Concordia with the basketball. Out front is Haywood. Haywood, they give it over to Braun. Braun into the lane. Comes back right side. 15-footer is good for Bo Smith. Smith with eight. Dort College leads 54-50. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner goes right side. Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Severs. Severs off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia and Tyler Bird. Tyler Bird with the basketball, a chance to cut the lead in half or down to one. With it on the right side is Bo Smith. Smith with 8 points and trying to pass it is Haywood, and Lindbergh bats it away. Vogel will check in. Checking out will be Severs. Severs will check out of the ballgame. Tyler Waltersdorf, Sean Kaiser, Kyle Lindbergh, Cliff Warner, and Jordan Vogel on the floor for the defenders. Pass tipped by Lindbergh. Race for the ball, and coming up with it is Haywood in the backcourt. 17 to shoot for the Bulldogs. Haywood stops, gives it off. Shot is good. Layup attempt by Concordia Barrett Braun. And it's a two-point game, 54-52. Tyler Walterstorff underneath Vogel. Vogel puts it up off the window. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia, and they can take their first lead of the ballgame with a made three here. Spencer Haywood into the front court. Joel Haywood, showing my age. Three-pointer for the lead, good. Three-point basket by Barrett Braun, and Concordia has a 55-54 lead. With it on the right side is Warner. Warner with the basketball. He's got it on the wing. Dort College trying to answer. Warner puts it up, and we've got a blocking foul called on the Concordia Bulldogs. So Cliff Warner will shoot two, I believe. Foul called on Braun is his second. So Cliff will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to retake the lead for the defenders. He's fouled in the act of shooting. That's team foul number two on the Bulldogs. First free throw on the way for Cliff is up and good. Austin Kachi, Trevor Walterstorff in, Sean Kaiser, Tyler Walterstorff out. We're tied 55-55. Another free throw on the way. Warner trying to regain the lead for the defenders. Free throw is up, free throw is good, so Warner makes them both. TJ Malone's going to catch a breather, or going to check in. Warner's going to catch the breather. Concordia with the basketball. Concordia will take it across half court with Haywood. This is Joel Haywood. Haywood gives to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball. Vogt guarded there by TJ Malone. Vogt will drive the lane, dumps it off for Bertel, and we've got a travel called on Porter Bertel. Kyle Lindberg inbounds to TJ Malone, and the defenders will bring it up. TJ Malone with the basketball. Malone on the right wing. They go high post Vogel. Vogel facing up against Bertel. Back outside Kachi. Back to Vogel. Vogel will put it up with the left hand. Good. Jordan Vogel with 12. Dort College retakes a three-point lead, 58-55. Foul in the backcourt called on Kyle Lindberg, and Lindberg has just picked up number three. He's trying to guard Haywood. 10:45 remaining. Dort College 58, Concordia 55. And the Bulldogs will bring it up. This is settled after a fast start, has settled into a possession-by-possession battle now. Concordia with it out front is Smith. Smith guarded by Lindberg. Back over to Vogt. Ball tipped out. Haywood comes up with it. Three-pointer for the tie is good. Three-point basket by Barrett Braun. His third three of the night, and we're tied up 58-58. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi trying to pass it down low, and it's kicked by Vogt. 10-10 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College will have the basketball. Out of bounds. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. Concordia will use the 30-second timeout as we near the midpoint of the second half. Barrett Braun came into the ballgame averaging 6.4 points per game. He's got 17 tonight for the Bulldogs. Porter Bertel has 12 points, all on two-point field goals. And we're tied up 58-58 with 10-10 remaining in this game. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Dort College needs to get some offense again. They get it right side, Kachi, Vogel facing up against Bertel. Back out front it goes Walterstorff. Left side, Malone dumps underneath for Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Vogel, 17-footer, no good. Rebound taken down by Walt. Walt in the lane, off the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff skies for the offensive rebound and the putback, 60-58, Dort College by a deuce. Bringing the basketball up will be Haywood. Haywood calling a set play from the point. He gives it off to Vogt. Vogt with the ball. Vogt gives it back over to Smith. Smith looking in the corner. Comes over to Bertel instead. Bertel back to Vogt. Vogt trying to drive the lane, and T.J. Malone's going to be called for a foul. Foul number one on T.J. Team foul number four on the defenders. 9:30 remaining in the ballgame. Inbounding will be Bo Smith. Smith gets it into Haywood. Haywood guarded there by Waltersdorf. Haywood looking for someone to pass to. Gets it to Barrett Braun. Braun with the basketball back to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor against Kachi. Comes to a jump stop. Comes back to Braun. Braun guarded by Lindberg. Left hand layup is good by Braun. Braun with 19. We're tied 60-60. T.J. Malone with the basketball. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi underneath Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Vogel. Vogel 15-footer. Can't get it to go, but another offensive rebound for Waltersdorf. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the putback. And they're going to call it before the shot. 60-60 our score. Foul called on Barrett Braun is his third. T.J. Malone will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it out front. Kachi, he sets, fires three. Get in there. No good. Rebound taken away by Waltersdorf, and he's fouled on the play. Two shots on the way for Trevor. Foul's going to go on Adam Vogt, his second. Boy, Austin Kachi suffering through a poor shooting night tonight. Two free throws on the way for Trevor. First one is up and good. 11 for Trevor. Four players in double digits for the defenders. Another free throw on the way. Trying to make it a two-point ball game. And it's up and down. Waltersdorf makes them both. He's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Defenders lead 62-60. Bringing the basketball up is Haywood. 8:40 left to play in regulation. Haywood working against Trevor Waltersdorf. Gives it off to Vogt. Vogt to Smith. Smith with it at the point. Smith comes right side back over to Haywood. Haywood underneath Bertel. Bertel lay-in attempt. No good. Gets his own rebound back. Good. Porter Bertel with 14. We're tied 62-62. With it is Malone. Malone over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel facing up against Bertel. Puts it up, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Bertel. That's number three on him. Two free throws coming here for Jordan Vogel, and the Concordia faithful can't believe it. Well, Bertel managed to play the first 11 minutes and 47 seconds of this half without picking up a foul. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Jordan with 13 points. He shares team honors with Kyle Lindberg. Another free throw on the way. Chris Severs will check in if Vogel makes the free throw. 8:13 left to go in regulation. Vogel makes them both. 14 for Vogel. Defenders lead 64-62. Post position for Dort College, 22 points this evening. Defenders need a stop. Leading by two is Dort College. They go to Smith. Smith out front, guarded by Kachi. They go to Vogt. Vogt on the right wing. He's going to drive baseline. Dumps it off Bertel. Bertel with a dunk. Bertel dunks it home, 64-64. Dort College with a basketball. Warner will call a set play. Warner goes left side over to Waltersdorf. Lindberg. Lindberg, Warner. Warner with a basketball. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low. Severs. Severs trying to put it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Concordia. Concordia driving the other way is Haywood. Haywood dumps it in. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Severs, and a foul called on Concordia. Who's it going to go on? It's going to go on Haywood. That's foul number two on Haywood. 7:22 remaining in regulation. 64-64 our score. So Dort College will bring it up. Across half court is Warner. Warner over to Kachi. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it on the floor. He's going to put it up, and he's fouled on the play. I believe it's going to go on Barrett Braun, his fourth. Braun has just picked up his fourth personal. 7:10 remaining, and Trevor will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Houchin will check in. Waltersdorf, first free throw, in and out and down. Waltersdorf, now 3-for-5 from the free throw line, reestablishes a one-point lead for the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. So Waltersdorf, a second free throw at try. This one's up. And off the side iron, no good. It's a one-point ball game, 65-64. Waltersdorf now with 13. And here come the Bulldogs. Haywood into the front court working against Kachi. Comes over to Vogt. Vogt gives it to Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith, they give it back over to Bertel. Bertel in the lane, his shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Chris Severs. And Bertel will go to the free throw line where he's a 69% free throw shooter. He can give Concordia the lead with two made free throws. So two free throws coming here for Bertel. First free throw is up and good. Bertel with 17. We're tied 65-65. Lindbergh is out. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Another free throw for Bertel. This one is up and missed it. Rattled it, and we're tied 65-65. 6:48 left to go. Long ways to go in this one. Cliff Horner with the basketball. Just got to think Dort College is going to make some outside shots at some point, but they've gone away from even looking at the basket on the perimeter. Warner with the basketball. Gives it up over to Tyler. Tyler over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Goes underneath for Severs, and the foul called on Bertel is his fourth. Well, Dort College keeps hammering away down low, trying to get it down low, and Bertel has just picked up his fourth personal. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. Free throw for Severs is up. Too strong, no good. Tied up 65-65. 6:20 remaining. Concordia has the sub for Bertel waiting at the bench, and Concordia doesn't want to risk it. They're going to call a timeout and get the sub in. Timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia. 6:16 remaining. We're tied 65-65. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast, made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Also made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. This was a 40-33 lead for Dort College at halftime. Concordia's outscored Dort College since half, 32-25, to make up that 7-point difference. Concordia will have the basketball as we resume play. This was a 58-58 ball game at the 10-minute mark. And the two teams have been tied at 60, 62, 64, and now 65. Concordia going with some reserves on the floor right now because of foul trouble. Dort College doesn't have anyone with four yet. With it on the left side is Haywood. Haywood looking. He's going to try to step back. Haywood looking down low. Now he wants to redirect things. Looking for Vogt. He's got a drive. Nothing there. Kicks it out. 8 to shoot for the Bulldogs. They come back over to Vogt. Vogt down on the baseline. Working against Warner. Gives it up. Left side, Haywood. And that's the shot clock violation. Sean Kaiser is in. Austin Kachi is out. Tyler Walterstorff, Cliff Warner, Jordan Vogel, Sean Kaiser, and Trevor Walterstorff on the floor for the defenders. Need a bucket. Tied up 65-65. Warner with the basketball. Out front, Tyler. Tyler tries to pass it off to Kaiser, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Kaiser had his hand on it momentarily, just for an instant, and the ball went out of bounds. 5:40 and counting, ball game. Joel Haywood with the basketball in between the circles. Haywood gives it up right side to Zach Jarn. Haywood, layup, right hand, left side, good. Haywood with five, and that's what Concordia needs to do here with their with Braun and Bertel on the bench with fouls. Pass goes down low to Kaiser. Kaiser off the glass, ties it up 67-67. Sean with his first field goal of the night. 5 minutes remaining in regulation. Concordia basketball, Joel Haywood passes over to Houchin. Houchin to Haywood. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood guarded there by Kaiser. Comes right side, Vogt. Vogt on the right side is going to try to take Warner. They give it to Sharn. Sharn back to Haywood. Haywood, Sharn. Sharn, 17-footer, misses badly. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Left side pass, Kaiser underneath Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. He's got 15. And the defenders lead 69-67. Back-to-back buckets by the defenders. Haywood out front, guarded by Kaiser. 4:20 remaining. Left side pass to Smith. Smith with the basketball. He goes back over to Houchin. Houchin to Vogt. Vogt, three, good. Vogt with the three, he's got eight. Dort College trails 70-69. Warner into the front court. Comes right side, Walterstorff. Tyler gives it over to Sean. Sean on the wing, dumps it down low for Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel facing up against Houchin, off the glass, good. Jordan Vogel with 16. Dort College leads 71-70. Concordia with the basketball. Haywood. 3:50 left to go in regulation. Haywood's going to drive in. Dumps it off for Smith. Smith jammed on the play by Kaiser. Gets it back over to Haywood. Haywood's going down to the baseline. Comes back out to Houchin. 20 to shoot. Now Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith's going to drive baseline. Cut off by Kaiser. Ball's on the floor. Picked up. Comes back over to Haywood. Haywood is going to try to create. Haywood on the left side. His three. Buried it. Back-to-back threes by Concordia. They lead 73-71. Jordan Haywood with the three-point basket. He's got seven. Beg your pardon, he's got eight. Tyler Walterstorff off the dribble, puts it up, blocked from behind by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Concordia got what they wanted. They got a few minutes with Barrett Braun and Porter Bertel on the bench with four fouls. Now they will check back in. Dort College trails by a deuce, 73-71. 3:07 left to play in the game. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Sean Kaiser to throw it in. Kaiser gets it into Warner. Warner with the basketball. His three answering, no. Rebound tap, controlled by Walterstorff. Back over to Warner. 3 minutes remaining. They get it back over to Lindbergh. Ball fake. Down to the baseline. Back to Warner. Warner with the ball. Back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Tries to feed it down low to Walterstorff, and coming around is Tyler Bird with the steal. Tyler Bird gets a steal. And the Concordia Bulldogs come back the other way with the basketball. Joel Haywood working against Kaiser. Look for them to isolate and try to get Bertel down low on a reversal. They go down to the baseline, Braun. Braun gives it underneath to Bertel. Bertel in traffic, good. Porter Bertel with a two-point basket. Concordia trails 75—Dort College trails 75-71. 2:20 remaining. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner drives into the lane. Lost it. Picked up by Bertel. Dort College uncustomarily turning the ball over in the front court. And here comes Concordia. Haywood with the basketball. Up by four are the Bulldogs. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Concordia Bulldogs. 2:01 remaining. And Dort College needs a defensive stop. And they need to score some points. They trail 75-71 due to the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College led at 1-point, 71-70. That was their most recent lead. Concordia has scored 5 points in a row and have actually outscored Dort College 8-2 since Dort College led at 69-67. Concordia has two timeouts remaining. Dort College has four. Dort College has a foul to give. Concordia does not. Concordia with the basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Haywood out front, guarded by Warner. Ball tipped by Warner. Out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Throwing it in on the right sideline will be Concordia's Bo Smith. Smith gets it in to Haywood. Haywood guarded closely by Warner. He's going to go down to the baseline. Tries to find Smith. Smith shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Waltersdorf. Here comes Dort College down by four. 75-71. Right side Kachi. Kachi with the basketball back over to Warner. Warner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Lindberg. Lindberg in traffic. 2-point basket good. Kyle Lindberg with 15. And the defenders cut it down to a 2-point ball game. 75-73. Dort College calls a timeout. 75-73, Dort College, down by two. Kyle Lindberg with his first field goal since the 10-minute mark, at least. There's 1:28 remaining in regulation. Concordia will have the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. It's been a tight game throughout the second half. Concordia coming from 6 points down at 54-48 to eventually tie it at 58-58, and it's been a nip-and-tuck battle since then. Concordia leads at 75-73 with 1:28 left to go in the game. They get the ball inbounded to Barrett Braun. Braun in the backcourt gives it back over to Bird. Bird will take it up the floor. Tyler Bird with the basketball at the midcourt stripe, guarded there by Kachi. Concordia with the basketball, right side Haywood. Haywood down to the baseline, looking down low. They get it out front instead to Braun. Braun with the basketball, 15 to shoot. They come back out front. 1 minute and 4 seconds left. They go for the backdoor cut. Nobody's open. This time they find Smith now. Smith puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by Walt. Walt gets it back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Dort College down two with a chance to tie or take the lead. Left side Waltersdorf. Underneath it goes Lindberg. Lindberg, hook shot in the lane, ties it up. 17 for Lindberg. We're tied 75-75. 9 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 35 seconds and counting. We're knotted. Concordia with the basketball. They go out front, Bulldogs. They give it back over to Smith. Smith looking down low for Bertel. They lob it underneath, taken away by Waltersdorf on the weak side. Help. 22 seconds left. Dort College will hold for the final shot. Warner with the basketball. 16 seconds left. Dort College with the ball. Warner dumps it down low. Lindberg. Lindberg backing his way in. 8 to shoot. Puts it up and down. 6.5 seconds left. Concordia with the basketball. Bird. Bird to midcourt. Bird driving. He spins. Puts it up. Ties it up. 77-77. Dort College had a foul to give, and they didn't get it done. We go to overtime, 77-77 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Boy, on that last play, you would have liked to have had a chance to commit a foul and make Concordia inbound it once more, but we're going to play 5 free minutes of basketball. We head to overtime, tied 77-77. Let's take a 1 minute break and be back with the start of the overtime period right after this. Tyler Bird tied it after Kyle Lindbergh had given Door College a 2-point lead, and he hit it with 3/10 of a second remaining. He didn't have much time to spare. And now we'll jump it up. Vogel against Smith, and the tap is controlled. Door College has the basketball. Into the front court, Warner. Warner goes left side over to Trevor Waltersdorf, comes back over to Kachi. Kachi to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Down low it goes Vogel. Vogel squaring up, 12-footer, good. Jordan Vogel with 18. Dort College retakes the lead, 79-77. Just a stop or two would be huge. Haywood with the basketball. Haywood guarded by Warner. Pokes at it. Picked up by Haywood. Haywood back over to Bird. Bird to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith comes back over to Bird. Bird puts up the three. Made it. Just a two. Ties it up, 79-79. Tyler Bird brimming with confidence now. He's got 15. 4:18 remaining. Pass comes right side, Kachi. Austin Kachi back over to Trevor. Trevor looking down low for Bogle. Comes right side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Back over to Jordan. Jordan will square up, 15-footer, cash. Another two-point basket for Bogle. He's got 20, and the defenders lead 81-79. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. 4:02 remaining in the first overtime period. We have been tied at 58, 60, 62, 64, 65, 67. Concordia took control briefly and led 75-71. Dort College went on a 6-0 run to take a two-point lead with 6 seconds left to go in regulation on a Kyle Lindbergh shot underneath. Concordia reacted, though, by bringing the ball down the floor. They didn't use a timeout, and Tyler Bird hit a shot on the right side of the lane to tie it up at the end of regulation. There was 3/10 of a second left to go in the game, and Dort College elected to inbound it and take a desperation heave rather than burn a timeout at that point. Now Dort College leads 81-79, and they just called the timeout. Remember, Concordia's got two key players playing with 4 fouls each. They are Braun and Bertel. Jordan Vogel taking advantage of that on the last two possessions as Bertel refused to come out and meet him. Did not want to pick up his 5th foul on Vogel driving around him. So Vogel squared up and knocked down a couple of jumpers to start the overtime. 81-79, Dort College by two. Dort College has nobody with more than 3 fouls. That's Kyle Lindbergh, and Dort College still has a foul to give. With it is Bird. Bird out front, Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith gives right side back over to Haywood. Haywood will drive the lane back over to Bird. Bird out front working on Warner, looking down low for Bertel. They get it down low to Bertel. Bertel reverses it. Left side, Haywood. Haywood in the lane, puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tap controlled by the defenders. Waltersdorf with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Here come the defenders with a chance to extend the lead. 3:27 remaining in the first overtime. Left side, Warner. Warner underneath. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. And we've got a kick. No call made. And here come the Concordia Bulldogs. Bringing it up is Haywood. I thought a defensive player kicked it. The official did not think so. So Haywood will set the offense. Ball deflected by Lindbergh. It's a foot race. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Smith racing after it. Was unable to beat Lindbergh by far enough and tapped it out of bounds. 3:01 left to play in the overtime. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner will drive right side. Gets a seam. Back over to Vogel. Kachi. Bang, bang, bang! There you go, Austin Kachi. First three of the night. And the Dort College defenders lead 84-79. You knew it had to come at some point. That was as good a time as any. Here comes Concordia with the basketball. Tyler Bird out front. Dort College, get a stop here, and you're in good shape. 2:37 remaining. They're going to try to force it down low for Bertel. Instead, they come back over to Smith. Smith in the lane. comes back right side, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound Bertel, comes back to Smith. Smith underneath, tapped by Kachi, controlled by Concordia. Concordia with the basketball. They go into the corner, with it is Bird. Bird with it on the wing. Back out front, it comes to Smith. His three, no good. Rebound Bertel, and he's fouled on the play on the putback. You give them enough opportunities, they're going to make it. 84-81, pending a free throw by Bertel here. Boy, you get a stop there and you feel real good about yourself. Instead, Concordia now with an opportunity to make it a two-point ball game again. Bertel, 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. 21 points for Bertel. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. North College will call a set play. Warner into the front court. 2 minutes remaining. This is overtime. Dort College 84, Concordia 81. Back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Right side, Austin. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Austin, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff back over to Warner. 10 to shoot. Warner drops it off for Lindbergh. Slam dunk! Lindbergh with 19. Defenders lead 86-81. Here's your stop now. 1:35 remaining. They're going to look down low for Bertel. He and Vogel are just battling like crazy. Another three-point attempt for Bertel as he gets the reverse layup to go. Dort College hedged on the pick and roll, and Bertel was able to get free just long enough, and Vogel and Bertel have just been jousting like crazy down low, and Bertel now with a chance to make it a two-point game again. Free throw is up, missed it, no good. He has played a lot of minutes in the second half, don't forget that, and he is a big fella, and he has missed his last two free throws now. Warner with the basketball, 1:18 remaining. Both teams are in the bonus, by the way. Lindbergh passes it left side over to Walt. Walt with the ball. Walt puts it on the deck, back over to Warner. Warner will drive the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Now Warner, 14 to shoot for the defenders. Walterstorff puts it on the floor. Double teamed and it poked away by Bertel. Here comes Concordia with a chance to tie or cut it to one. They're going to pass it out front to Braun. Braun down low, Bertel. Bertel shot blocked by Lindbergh, out of bounds. It'll be Concordia basketball. Lindbergh on the help defense swats it away. 50.3 seconds remaining. Concordia down three with the basketball. They get it into Smith. Smith with the ball. Back over to Haywood. Haywood will put it on the floor. Tries to step back. 20 seconds to shoot. Vogel down to the baseline. On the defense. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. Tip controlled by Vogel. Vogel gets it away to Warner. 35 seconds left. Dort College in the backcourt. And Bird is called for a personal foul. How many fouls is that on Concordia? Is it a one-and-one or a two-shot situation here? That's team foul number 9 on Concordia. So Warner will go to the free throw line for a one-and-one. He's got 11 points. Oh, my. 32.6 seconds left to go in the overtime. Free throw on the way for Warner. If you want anyone there, I guess he's the one. He missed it. Rebound taken away by Concordia, and they have a chance to tie it on a three. Concordia into the front court. With it is Haywood, and 27.2 seconds left. Dort College leads 86-83. Concordia has the basketball. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the Bulldogs. They'll have it out of bounds on the sideline. 27.2 seconds remaining. Now the strategy comes in. Do you go for a quick two, or do you go for the tie right away? We'll just wait and see how it plays out. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. We were tied 77-77 at the end of regulation. Dort College has outscored Concordia 9-6 in the overtime session. Our last tie was at 79-79 after the two teams exchanged two-point baskets. So Concordia will be inbounding. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College has a three-point lead. 86-83, Dort College by three. First horn is sounded. Concordia has two timeouts remaining. Concordia has three. Remember, both teams get an extra timeout in the overtime session. We went to the overtime. Dort College had at least three remaining, possibly four. I think they had three, and they used one early in the overtime. 27.2 seconds left to go. On the floor for the defenders, Warner Vogel, Lindbergh, Kachi, and Trevor Waltersdorf. For Concordia, Bird will inbound. Bertel will set a high screen. They try to get the ball into Haywood. Instead, they dump it off. Shot is blocked partially. Rebound tipped out, and it's last touched by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. 20.7 seconds left. Now, here's where you might run a play for a three-point shot. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Concordia will be inbounding the basketball, and Concordia wants a timeout. Well, Dort College had the ball on their fingertips. Lindbergh blocked that shot partially. And then the ball ended up on the baseline, and Dort College was unable to race to it. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull-Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Well, Concordia still has time to go for a two. There's still plenty of time to go for a two and then commit a foul on the inbounds play. Dort College leads at 86-83. Tyler Bird sent it to overtime, and then he scored the first points of the second overtime on a long two. So Dort College with a three-point cushion, 86-83. For Dort College, the original starting five on the floor. For Concordia, it looks like they've got Haywood, Bird, Vogt, who's a three-point shooter, Bertel, and Smith on the floor. They don't have Braun on the floor right now. Concordia looking to inbound. Pass goes out, taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He's into the front court. Keep away, gets it over to Warner. And Kyle Lindbergh with the steal. You try to come up with a nickname for Lindbergh. He is so good with his body control of going after those passes. Now let's see if he can be good at the free throw line and knock down one of two. He's got 19. He's coming off an 18-point performance from Wednesday. Free throw is up, too strong, no good. Coach Ross Dalma wants a timeout. Might want to settle his sophomore down. The defenders have had chances to seal this one or at least give themselves that two-possession cushion you want. And Coach Ross Dalma now with 16.7 seconds left uses a timeout. With a three-point lead, not concerned about icing his own shooter, but he does want to be able to talk scenarios. Not going to guess at the scenarios they're talking about. We'll probably ask him in the postgame show. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hope and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Concordia breaks their huddle. Dort College does the same. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to try and make it a four-point ballgame. 86-83, 16.7 seconds left to go in the overtime. We were tied 77-77 at the end of regulation. Free throw on the way for Kyle, the sophomore from Margate, Florida. Left-hander, up, too strong, off the heel, won't go down. Rebound taken away by Bertel. Here comes Concordia with a chance to tie it on a three. into the front court with the basketball. It comes over to Bird. Bird with it. He's going to drive the lane. Tries to dish it off. It's taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 4.4 seconds left, and this is not going to be pretty. But if you make one of these two, the game's over. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line. Shoot two. Up by three, 4.4 seconds left. Don't give up a three. Commit a foul, if nothing else, and send Concordia to the free throw line for two. Free throw by Lindbergh is up. That's the ball game. Man, oh, man, was this a battle. Dort College is going to win it. You go on the road, you win a Saturday night ball game in Seward. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. 4 seconds left. To midcourt is Bird. Bird at the half court puts it up for three. No good. That is the ball game. Gutsy win by the defenders tonight, 87-83. Defenders go to 17-1, 9-1 in the conference. They're 9-1 at the midpoint of this 20-game race. It's a marathon. What a battle it was tonight. Dort College comes away with the win, 87-83, overcoming a late four-point deficit to do so, 75-71. They were down. They took a lead at 77-75. Tyler Bird hit a two to tie it at the end of regulation, and it'll be a happy Dort College locker room this evening as they forge an 87-83 win on the road over the Concordia Bulldogs. Let's take a two-minute timeout. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders survive to knock off the Concordia Bulldogs this evening in overtime, 87-83. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 34 of 64 from the floor, 53.1%, 4 for 12 on threes, 33.3%, 15 of 24 on free throws, 62.5%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 35 of 68 from the floor, 51.5%. Three-pointers, they were 10 for 21, 47.6%. Concordia, 3 of 8 on free throws, 37.5%. Individually, what a week Kyle Lindbergh had. 22 points this evening officially, as he went 8 for 12 from the floor, 6 for 10 on free throws. Jordan Vogel, 20 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double for the sophomore from, the junior from Rock Valley. Trevor Walterstorff, 15 points and 8 rebounds. He got some gutsy and gritty points when Dort College wasn't clicking. And Cliff Warner, 11 points. He got a double-double tonight, 13 assists and 4 rebounds. Off of the bench, Chris Severs for 8, 6 for Tyler Walterstorff, 2 for Sean Kaiser. For Concordia scoring-wise, Porter Bertel, 23, 11 of 18 from the floor. 19 for Barrett Braun, 15 for Tyler Bird. 8 each for Bo Smith and Joel Haywood. 8 for Adam Vogt and 2 for Brent Houchin. Rebounding, Jordan Vogel, 10. 8 for Walt. He had 5 offensive and 3 defensive. Kyle Lindbergh, 5 rebounds. 4 for Cliff Warner. 2 for Austin Kachi, 2 for Sean Kaiser, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, and 4 for Chris Severs. For Concordia, Porter Bertel had 13 rebounds, 8 for Bo Smith, 3 for Joel Haywood, and 3 for Barrett Braun. Miscellaneous stats, Dort College, 26 assists, half of them by Cliff Warner, 5 for Trevor Walterstorff, 3 for Austin Kachi. For Concordia, 11 assists for Joel Haywood, 5 for Bo Smith, 3 for Tyler Bird, 2 steals each for Porter Bertel and Tyler Bird, and 2 steals each for Jordan Vogel, Trevor Walterstorff, and Kyle Lindbergh had 1, but it was a big one. Dort College wins by a final of 87-83 in overtime. Petros Dalma sits down beside me, and, Coach, you can breathe easy now, but a game that had its tense moments this evening.
It was, Mike. It was a very good game. I thought it was well played by both teams. We played for 45 minutes tonight. We had 10 turnovers. They had only 11. So both teams really took care of the ball. They valued the ball, and both teams shot it pretty well. They are a very good team. They showed that on Wednesday night, and today they were very good again. Really proud of our guys, the way that we held our poise and composure, and were able to come from a deficit there at the end of the game. I know we gave up the lead there at the buzzer, but I thought our guys did a good job of being patiently aggressive and attacking the post with Kyle Lindbergh, who is rolling in the low post there, and really helps to have a good floor leader like Cliff, who is able to see that stuff, call it out, and make it happen for us.
First half, let's go back to that. I believe you got a 6 or 7 point lead on a couple different occasions, but you just couldn't get that one big shot to put you over the top by 9 or 10 points.
Right. You know, we went in with a 7 point lead at the half, had some possessions there, one at the end of the half where we couldn't quite get a bucket, and then there was a point in time when, boy, I don't know, 5-6 minutes into the game where we had a 5-7 point lead, you know, and you hit a big bucket and you extend it a little bit. Not that they'd go away, of course, but
no. Just
the fact that you'd stretch it out. But I thought our guys, did a good job of regrouping after they had tied it up late in the first half, and then we went on and did a nice job of finishing out the half there.
Defensively, you were giving some things up to Porter Bertel for about the first 11 or 12 minutes of the second half. You made it awfully difficult at the end, and then in the overtime, though, he did have a couple of field goals, but it wasn't coming easily, at least.
Our guys were working hard. Chris and Jordan, they were doing a really good job with him. And, on Wednesday night, we were a little disappointed with our defense at times, especially in the post. But tonight, I thought Jordan and Chris really played well. Porter's had a great week. He had a big game on Wednesday night, and he had another big game again here tonight. He was injured a little bit last season, and we didn't run into him down here. So it's been a couple years since we've seen him, but, boy, he is a good player.
I mentioned during the wrap-up that Trevor Walterstorff got you some buckets when things weren't going well for you in the second half. Without him, there was a period of time where he was going to get every ball that came off the glass.
We were stagnant offensively for about 3 or 4 minutes, and the score was tied, and they'd go up 2, and then we needed to try to answer, and we really weren't. The only thing we had going is Trevor cleaning up the offensive glass, like you said, and he was really tough there and did a really good job of just using his athleticism, but he's also really mentally tough, and he's really competitive. And when it's a 50-50 ball, we like our chances if Trevor's going there to get it.
I want to ask a little strategy, and you always have hindsight at this point. Do you play those last 5 or 6 seconds any differently if you have the opportunity of regulation, or do you let it develop that way?
No, we play it differently. You know, they weren't in the bonus at that time, and, we were on a roll offensively. We would foul, and we will work on that special situation on Monday.
Well, that's a situation too. You hadn't had a timeout for a while to remind people of it.
Right.
You kind of got that's something you need to pick up, but things happen pretty quickly.
And we had a ton of momentum.
We had been
really on a roll there for two and a half minutes there, mounting the comeback and then grabbing the lead for the first time. And so I didn't really want to slap the momentum away. But on the other hand, you know, we probably got to do a better job of communicating that situation. Plenty to work on yet, for sure.
Well, that's why you keep practicing. One other, Austin Kotche, poor shooting night, but he buried a big three in the overtime.
Big three. We were going into Kyle, who was really, really dealing there at the end of the regulation. And they doubled down on Kyle, and we got the ball reversed, and he did not hesitate. He pulled it, and he knocked down a big shot.
Shooter's got to shoot, right?
Got to do it.
Coach, Wednesday night, Dakota State, non-conference, and then we start the second time around. We'll let everybody else beat up on each other for Wednesday night in conference play and try to take care of business, of course, against Dakota State, but it'll be nice to have other people taking losses when you're not playing a conference game.
Exactly. And Dakota State picked up a big win today over a
GPAC
school.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to obviously go up against a really good opponent, too. I know last year really took it to us. So We'll look forward, though, to playing in DeWitt Gymnasium and seeing a lot of great fans there again, and looking forward to really having the students back. You know, we had a good turnout on Wednesday night with a lot of folks there, but we did miss the students. They've really built a reputation around the league as being a great student section, and looking forward to seeing them back in action too.
Gritty win for you tonight, Coach. Congratulations to your coaching staff and your ball club on a great midpoint of the conference season,
I guess. Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma, and we're going to wrap it up. And I was handed a note just moments ago. Kyle Lindbergh asked that I wish his mother, Joni Lindbergh, a happy birthday today. So we take care of that bit of housekeeping, and we call it a night. Dort College gets a split. Overtime, Dort College wins the men's game 87-83. And in the women's contest, it was Concordia 65, Dort College 54. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.